here's a story from The World.
There's bad news about a virus, and it is not the one that causes COVID-19. It's about HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. For the first time in 20 years, the decline in new HIV infections has stalled. In 2020, there were 1.5 million new infections, three times as many as predicted. The pandemic is partly to blame. It's cut off access for many people to HIV prevention, education, and testing. That's according to a new report by the nonprofit Global Fund. In the West African country of Ghana, there's also an acute shortage of antiretroviral drugs, which is endangering the health and lives of tens of thousands of HIV-positive children and pregnant women. Ridwan Karim Dini Osman reports from Ghana's capital, Accra.
Letitia Esiama sits on a wooden stool to sort out clothes for laundry. She is 5 months pregnant. She cooks and sleeps here in this single-room wooden shack in Accra. The mother of two has been living with HIV for nearly 10 years. She survives on antiretroviral drugs, but is currently almost out of stock.
The drugs are difficult to come by these days. Sometimes, even when I get to the health facilities, I see that the attendants are under so much pressure, yet there is very little they can do to help. We understand it is the coronavirus, but this is the only medication that keeps us alive.
Health experts say pregnant women like Esiama are supposed to take HIV medicines throughout pregnancy. If access to the medicine is interrupted, the mother risks passing the virus to her baby and could develop serious health issues herself. Esiama's two other children are HIV negative, but she fears the worst could happen to her third unborn child if the antiretroviral shortage is not fixed.
I have only a few tablets left. What is going to happen to me after a few days? Sometimes I feel very weak, and I'm afraid I'm going to die or even infect the innocent baby in my womb.
The great majority of HIV infections in Ghana at the end of 2020 were in women. Letitia Esiama is among more than 5,000 HIV-positive pregnant women grappling with the current scarcity of antiretroviral medications. ARV's shortages are not new, but the latest shortage has been extremely critical, not only for pregnant women, but also the nearly 30,000 children living with HIV here. In the Ashanti regional town of Obuasi in southern Ghana, the situation is a double whammy for this widow with HIV-positive twins. Due to stigma, she does not want to be identified, but laments that for some time now, several efforts to get pediatric drugs for her babies have proved futile.
Sometimes I roam so many facilities before I get the medication, and the supply is often for just a few days. At some point, I stopped roaming because I am a widow and the transportation cost was becoming too much for me. But weeks later, we started having skin rashes and developing sores on the mouth.
The latest report from UNAIDS warns that if the drug shortage persists, around 50% of children living with HIV will die before they reach their second birthday.
I am afraid now that when I go for review, the results will show poor suppression levels. I am always on my knees, asking God to keep us alive because I feel the children don't deserve this. At least we should be given supplies that will last longer.
According to the United Nations, many children acquired HIV in 2020 during the height of COVID-19. Due to lockdowns and school shutdowns, there has been less access for children to HIV prevention programs, as well as testing that could quickly identify when someone has the disease before they spread it. And even before the pandemic, pediatric HIV medication was in particularly short supply. Ghana's National AIDS Control Program says the pandemic has also adversely impacted production of the life-saving medicines and their supply and transportation, leading to increases in cost. The program's manager, Stephen Asiado, says this has eroded Ghana's progress on the goals to end HIV and AIDS.
We are working very hard to improve the pipeline, the supply chain, especially for the exposed babies.
These medicines, as well as the COVID-19 vaccine, can't come fast enough for people living with HIV. Dr. Meg Doherty is the WHO Director of HIV, Hepatitis and STI Programs.
Considering that people living with HIV have a 30% increased risk of death if they are hospitalized, people living with HIV should be prioritized for early COVID vaccines.
Elsie Ayer is worried the West brunt of COVID-19 is being borne by the most vulnerable in society, the same communities that carry a higher burden of HIV. She is the national president for the Ghana Network of Persons Living with HIV.
If we are able to manufacture ARVs in country, all those delays, the shortages, delays at the ports, looking for tax waivers, even it will reduce cost of us accessing ARVs.
This is also called for by UNAIDS Executive Director Winnie Byanyima. She addressed a high-level meeting on AIDS at the UN headquarters in New York this year.
Let us ensure that all medicines which can prevent deaths of people living with HIV are manufactured by multiple producers, including producers in the Global South.
In the interim, Byanyima wants the international community to urgently institute measures to mitigate the impact of higher costs and scarcity of antiretroviral medicines.
We're not just interconnected. We are inseparable. We cannot end AIDS in one country or one continent. We can only end AIDS everywhere.
For the world, this is Ridwan Karim Dini Osman in Accra, Ghana.
Reporting for this story was supported by the National Geographic Society's COVID-19 Emergency Fund for Journalists. From PRX.